Blog Talk Radio.
So much that is hostile and that threatens to harm our life. We thank you for the countless wonders you do for our sake. We rejoice and thank you most of all for allowing us to know that you are writing our names in heaven. For our names are there, we are too. For our Lord Jesus Christ is there we want to be too. And our words and our actions should come from him. So keep us faithful in this, and let us serve you with gladness on every path we tread. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Alrighty. Well, I hope that everybody had a good weekend, a good Sunday. So let's open up with some great Christian music. Okay, let me bring up my playlist. Okay, we're going to play a song here called Breathe Again by Our Future Glory.
Too strong for the weak, but I will.
hope you enjoyed the music. It was a blessed music. Yes, it was. Amen. Alrighty. Okay, let's get into the message for tonight. Okay. And it's the second part of application of God's law. And it's taken from Exodus chapter 23. You shall not circulate a false report. Do not put your hand with the wicked to be unrighteous witness. You shall not follow a crowd to do evil, nor shall you testify in dispute so as to turn aside after many to pervert justice. You shall not show partiality to a poor man in his dispute. If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him again. If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying under his burden, you will refrain from helping it, and you shall surely help him with it. You shall not pervert the judgment of your poor in his dispute. Keep yourself far from a false matter. Do not kill the innocent and righteous, for I will not justify the wicked. And you shall take no bribe, for a bribe blinds the discerning and perverts the words of the righteous. Also, you shall not you shall not oppress a stranger, for you know the heart of a stranger, because you were strangers in the land of Egypt. 6 years you shall sow your land and gather its produce, but the seventh year you shall let it rest and lie fallow. And then the poor of your people may eat, but they may leave, the beasts of the field may eat. In like manner you shall do with your vineyard and your olive grove. 6 days you shall do your work, and on the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may rest, and the son of your female servant and the stranger may be refreshed. And all that I have said to you, be circumspect to make no mention of the name of other gods, nor let it be heard from your mouth. 3 times you shall keep a feast to me in the year. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. You shall eat unleavened bread for 7 days, as I commanded you at the time appointed in the month of Abib, for you came out of Egypt. None shall appear before my empty. And the feast of the harvest of the first fruits of your labor, which you have sown in the field, and the feast of the ingathering at the end of the year, when you have gathered in the fruit of your labors from the field. 3 times in the year all your males shall appear before the Lord God. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, nor shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until morning. The first of the first fruits of your land you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and bring you into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Do not provoke him, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. For my angel will go before you and bring you into the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. You shall not bow down to their gods nor serve them, nor according to their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them and completely break down their sacred pillars. For you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Now he said to Moses, come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of your elders of Israel, and worship from afar. And Moses shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come near, nor shall the people go up with him. So Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord, and the judgments, and the people answered with one voice, said, all the words which the Lord has said we will do. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord, and he rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent young men of children of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half the blood and put it in the basin, and half the blood he sprinkled on the altar. And he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, all that the Lord has said we will do and be obedient. And Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, this is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you according to all these words. Then the Lord said to Moses, come up to me in the mountain and be there. I will give you tablets of stone and the law and commandments which I have written that you may teach them. So Moses arose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up to the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, wait here for us until we come back to you. Indeed, Aaron and Hur are with you, and if any man has difficulty, let him go to them. Then Moses went up to the mountain, and a cloud covered the mountain. Now the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day he called Moses out of the midst of the cloud. The sight of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. So Moses went into the midst of the cloud and went up into the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Amen. I hope this reading was a blessing to you all. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so tonight. All you got to do is simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you. And may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. And then press the 1 key, and I'll bring you on so you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior tonight. Amen. All righty. Well, let's take a caller here, 111.
Hello, Pastor Ken. How you doing?
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing good. This is Hunter Biden. I was listening to your show like a couple years ago, and some guy named Jose and Beanie were calling the show, and I just wanted to know, is there any way I can score some crack cocaine?
I don't endorse crack cocaine there, Hunter Biden.
Oh, gosh, man, how am I going to get my fix now, man? You don't got their numbers?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, I tried.
Yep. God bless you, Hunter.
God bless.
All right. Okay. Well, let's play some great Christian music. Okay. To keep this party going. Okay. Play a song here called Miracle of the Mind by Amanda Cook.
different about the way you talk to me. I'm wasting my anxiety, overriding everything. Something is happening. I've never known this kind of peace. Guess I've forgotten how to breathe. And now I am remembering. It's like dreaming for the first time. Suddenly, the mountains don't seem too high. I see my future in your eyes. What a miracle of a mind. It's like I'm safe for the first time. I can be myself. Don't have to hide. All the shame is gone. All the lies. What a miracle of a mind.
In a cycle, now I'm feeling insane for so long. I played the healer, but I only numb the pain. Playing with fire, I swear I'll never get burned. With disembodiment and pride has only made it worse. I need a savior, someone to pull me from hell. For this is provably something I can't do myself. Fight it. I'm trying to get clean, but every time I sober up, I just fall twice as deep. I throw my punches, and then I grip my teeth. The history is proven I can't be the one to free me. I come running, I come calling for help. I'm on my knees, crying, please, Father, let me out. I'm believing, though it's been so long, there's still a place for me to rest, despite what I've done wrong. Yeah.
I give you my
that the void shadowed quiet I whisper, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Staring back at the void shadowed quiet I whisper, can you hear me?
Prisoner's determination, the good fight of faith is only good because you win. The end of the good fight of faith is with your foot in the enemy's neck, taking the spoil from his teeth and rejoicing in the testimony. You are a champion. You may not feel that way or look that way in the mirror, but know because I am in you, the greater one is within you, that makes you more than a conqueror. This is a make or break year. Never back down. The only surrender necessary is a surrender to my perfected will in your life. This is the year your dreams take root or die in the ground. What are you saving it for? A rainy day? Look outside. The rain of my kingdom and of my spirit is falling. This is your time. It's all or nothing. This is your now time. Amen. And this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All righty, well, we got a caller here. Let's take it and see who we have. Phone one, you're on here.
Happy birthday to Victor. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
He says thank you.
The big 1-8. Turning the big 1-8.
He's not 18. He's 65. He turned 65.
Jesus. Does he have his AARP card?
Yes, he does.
Does he get discounts when he orders in the male escorts?
No.
So I heard a rumor that he gets men on the internet to come in and visit him at your house.
No.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of a different Victor. All right, let's take other calls, Ken.
There ain't no more callers, Johnny. You're it.
Well, fuck. I'm sorry I missed the show. I just tuned in late. I heard it was a big, did you do the enchiladas?
Yeah, he had, Victor made enchiladas last night, okay, for his birthday. His birthday is actually today, it's the 7th, okay, but we had a friend over last night, so he made enchiladas for everybody to eat last night for his birthday dinner.
Well, hot damn, that is wonderful. And I am also, Ken, I read that you said you're cancer-free in the thyroid, correct?
Yes, I'm cancer-free in the thyroid. Okay, I found the news out today. My doctor called me and told me that it was benign, that I'm cancer-free.
Thank God.
Amen.
So do you have symptoms? Like, does it hurt, or how did all this come up?
No, I just I had a PET scan, and they noticed that I had some something going on with my thyroid. So then I had a CAT scan. Oh no, I'm sorry. I had an ultrasound of my thyroid, and
right.
It showed that I had something going on in my thyroid, okay,
mm-hmm.
and so I did a biopsy, and I just found out the results of the biopsy, okay, that it's benign.
So you've got to feel like you're bulletproof. Nothing can stop you now. It's not the bladder. It's not the thyroid. So you're good. You're bulletproof.
Yeah, I'm good to go right now. And my lungs are clear. I had a CAT scan of my lungs, so I'm good to go.
All right, and you had this done at the veterinarian?
At the VA hospital. All righty. Well, if you want to call into the program, or if you've already called in and you want to come on, just press the 1 key and I'll bring you on. We got another caller.
Amen.
Here. See who we have.
Amen.
111, you're on the air.
God bless.
Yes, do you believe when Jesus talks to someone?
Do I believe that Jesus talks?
Says they got a word from Jesus, like Jesus spoke to them, do you believe that?
Well, some people do. Yeah, I believe that. I believe you can get a word from Jesus.
Okay, I got a word from Jesus. He says you're going to put on Victor on the radio.
No, Victor won't come on the radio.
Were you calling Jesus a liar?
No, just Victor won't come on the radio. He doesn't.
And you can't.
Then why did Jesus tell me this?
Jesus is a liar. Wow. Ken, you have little faith. You lost your faith.
No, I didn't lose my faith. Jesus is not a liar.
I swear to you, Jesus has told me that you will put on Victor on the radio, especially right after his birthday.
I think it's because Victor's very shy and his voice just broke from puberty. So it cracks a lot. It's like, oh, hello, I'm 18.
Maybe he's a little younger than 18.
Uh-oh. That would be shocking. But that would explain why he's not on the air.
Why are you hiding this Victor guy? Is he chained up to your radiator or something?
No. I'm not hiding him. He doesn't come on that radio.
Why?
Well, he doesn't believe in God. He's an atheist.
Okay. And do you want him to believe in God?
Well, I want everybody to believe in God. Yes.
So don't you want to bathe him in the Word?
Well, yeah, I
want to
save everybody I can.
Okay, put him on.
He won't come on here.
Ask him.
He's laying down.
Oh, come on.
Well, I'm going to bring on someone else, okay, that I know you like. This is Brother Joe. Okay, he's calling in. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I don't think that was a message from Jesus he got. I think that was Satan he was talking to.
No. It's Jesus. Jesus don't
are
like
you, sure?
You. He put you in jail. How many years? 9 or 19?
Are you sure? Or wait a second. No, it was your mother you were talking to, right?
No. It was a guy like you who has kind of a stroke voice. You still got that stroke?
No. No, it was definitely his mother, yeah.
We were talking to a bit
baker. You've been breathing too many of those lawnmower fumes, boy. I'm waiting for your show tomorrow.
You are, huh?
Yeah.
Are you
going to
call in? Are you going to call in or are you going to hide behind it? Hide.
Have your dad call
here,
in.
Ken
Joe.
Is going to confront you.
Get BitBanker to call in. Have him on.
What?
You need some hearing aids, boy?
Right. You guys talked over each other, so I couldn't hear what you said.
Get some new lawnmowers, some quieter ones. How about a deer? Nothing beats a John Deere.
John Deere, huh?
Can you afford? Why don't you steal one? You're a convict anyways, boy.
Convict,
Cub
huh?
Cub cadet.
Convict, huh? Cub cadet,
well,
yeah.
What do you call it?
No, we
Toro?
Use Toros. We use Toros.
Oh. Made in Japan.
We use the garbage. Cub Cadet.
Made in China.
They're all made in China.
So you support the CCP, huh?
No. Well, what am I supposed to do? Not mow my grass?
By
I mean,
America.
Where are the lawnmowers in America?
I heard Noah was made in China.
There's one.
Well, of course, then you guys, that's what you do anyway. You guys don't mow your grass. So you just let it grow, right? Because you live like freaking slobs, typical southerner.
Why do you have a broken toilet on the back of your trailer?
A broken toilet on the back of my trailer?
I
don't know what you're talking about there.
That's the crib for Noah.
One way in, one way out.
That's right. One way in, one way out. You never come down that one way, do you? You stand at the end of the road just hoping
what happened to Jesco, maybe you get brave enough to come down
that dirt road, huh?
That's what happened to Jesco. He went down that dirt road and the Hershey Highway.
That's right.
He took care of him.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Yep. Right. Buried him right in the creek.
Well,
he's still there now.
How is a convict like you allowed to own guns?
How's that? I don't know. Maybe my record is cleared, huh? How about that?
I'm asking you. Maybe you shouldn't be having them guns you're taking pictures with.
Well, how about this? Maybe you can go ahead and try to report me and see what happens. Nothing.
So you're saying you got illegal guns?
Go ahead and try to report me and see what happens. How do you know they're illegal? How do you know they're guns?
Well,
how do you know anything?
Yeah, pellet gun. You got one of the Daisy.
How do you know I don't have a badge?
Well, I saw your badge. I could buy one of them off the internet.
Yeah.
Barney Five had a better badge than you.
Yeah. Sure. He was still legitimate, though. He was still legit.
No, you got a Paul Martin. You got a little security badge.
Walmart security.
A little security badge.
That's what it is.
A little security badge.
A Ford Escort.
Which photo are you looking at? What do you study my Facebook page? What do you do, study my pictures?
You can buy them online. Go to an Army Supply Store. They got thousands of them.
Yeah, they get them out at the Academy, too.
Ford Escape, one way in, one way out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's talk about Romney. Why didn't you get rid of Tony F. yet? You're going to get rid of them faggots, you said. Why don't you get rid of Tony F.?
I'm not going to get rid of anybody.
You do us all a favor. You said you're going to put him in a concentration camp, man.
No, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in putting anybody
you
in a concentration
that,
camp.
I never said that.
I just said America would be a better place. I just said our republic would be a better place.
No, you said the words concentration camp. You want to put homosexuals like him in there. You said that. It's on the air. It's on tape.
Well, it's on tape.
He lied
a lot. Tape?
If you knew how to defend yourself better, you probably wouldn't have gotten that 9 or 19 years like you did before.
What are you talking about? What do you think's on the phone here?
Etiquette.
I'm speaking to an ex-con. That's who I'm talking to.
Well, since you know so much, then you would know that after a certain amount of years, you can petition to get your record cleared.
Depending on what state you're in, number one.
And I just happen to be in the right state.
Oh, if you go down to Florida, you'll never get off that list, boy.
I'm not on any list. I had it out earlier, as a matter of fact, my record check, my
and
criminal
you,
history.
You're fatigued.
No convictions, zero convictions. How about that, huh?
Bullshit. That's why your brother rounded off your record before, right?
He can round off all he wants. I got the background while I had it right here, but I don't have any records. Nope, record's been cleared, expunged. Hate to break it to you.
Nah, you paid some dumbass in the back with guns and ammo.
He's successful.
Does Bridget still have the kids?
Joe Dixon and Successful have never been put together in a sentence before. Don't try it.
it just pisses you off to see me get success, huh? And get the best of you every time, huh?
Success.
You thought you could break me,
successful,
and you just
boy.
Couldn't do it. You just couldn't do it.
You are successful as Ken is to straight.
Oh, boy.
That's not very straight.
But you see, I don't have to hide my name, you see? I don't have to hide my name. I don't have to hide behind anywhere.
Who's
I don't have nowhere. I don't have to worry about who I'm around. I don't have to look over my shoulder. I know who
your
I am.
Name, boy.
What's your name? Fudge,
you already know
Fudge
it.
Pucker, right? Fudge Packer, right?
You already know it.
But
you
call me. I came not to make it my business to give convicts my name. Doesn't end up well.
Convicts.
You are a convict.
Yeah. Yeah. Not anymore. My record's been cleaned. It's fun.
Well, don't make your history disappear either. Even if
no,
that is the case.
No, it's all gone. Wiped out. Wiped out. Sealed. Gone.
Did you clean the dryer of the shit?
Yeah, with your face.
No, there's no shit in your dryer.
Yeah.
Jason said
you're going to end up like
knows.
Jessica. I'd be careful. Watch
Jason
your step
knows.
Now. Remember, it, I know each and every one of you. I know who all you are.
Then quit asking for
our name.
Well,
then why are you asking me my fucking name, you dumb fuck?
Just to see if you were stupid enough to lie to me.
Stokesdale.
All right, well, give me, post my name and post my phone number on.
Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to do that?
I'm
sending
you to.
I'll post it to the court calendar. I'll post it to the court calendar when we come get you.
Ken,
you're
going to
get me.
111.
What state am I in?
Ken,
when I extradite you. When we get you extradited here in North Carolina.
Why don't you post some old 30-year-old pictures of you online? Pretend that's you for a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
that's good. You just can't get the best
pictures,
of me.
Is that like the stolen valor thing?
What's that?
Trying to get a little respect. All these pictures of you in fatigues.
Yeah, maybe. Stolen valor, huh? What valor did I steal? I like that. I like when you guys come up with that one. What
well,
did I steal?
You're pretending you're a soldier. You're
pretending
you're an officer.
When
you're
did
pretending
I pretend?
You're a soldier. Huh?
I'm not pretending anything. I hate to break it to you.
Well, you got a bunch of pictures of you in army fatigue.
Yeah, okay. Is that what's that mean? What's that mean?
If I went around dressing like a doctor and walk around with a stethoscope around my neck, you think I'd be pretending to be a doctor?
Well, yeah, maybe. You're a Looney Tunes.
Is that a fashion statement?
That could be a fashion statement for you. We'll call you the nut doctor, the nutty professor.
Man, this is some convict humor I do not get, I'll tell you what.
You just can't get it. You want to know why? Because you got too much shit in your ears.
I haven't been sucking on the exhaust of some Toro lawnmower for 20 years.
What's wrong? I know. You've been in your grandmother's basement in your dirty, yellow, stinking underwear. Get stained
and
all.
Whatever.
You know?
That exhaust hasn't fried my brain cells like it has yours.
And you remember now, you know, see, they just came out with that movie, that Sound of Freedom there. They're cracking down on people like you. They're coming. They're coming. So if I were you, I'd be careful.
I haven't watched it, though.
They're coming. They're cracking down on pedophiles like you. I'd be careful.
Why don't you get out of the house? Get off Tinder for a little while.
Perverts like you, they're you know all the sites, don't you? It's amazing.
That's what your account is. You know, if you search your picture, a bunch of Tinder sites come up with a 20-year-old plus
picture.
Why
would
you
search my picture? Why would you search my picture? Why?
Why would you post a bunch of your pictures online?
No, but why would you look? Why would you search my picture?
Hello.
Because there are a bunch of fake pictures of you 20, 30 years ago.
20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
How would
you
know?
Have white hair,
how would you know?
And old man with wrinkles on your face.
I found that picture on J-Date. It's a Jewish dating site.
But the thing
with
it is, there's no pictures of you. You have to hide because you can't put your picture up on the internet.
Excuse me?
You just can't put your picture up on the internet because you know you're not supposed to be on the internet. Sex offenders aren't allowed on the internet.
I'm not the one with a criminal record.
You are a sex offender. You're a convicted sex offender.
Listen,
no,
Joe,
Peter Paul
a guy
Ventura.
Who has your past and is a convict really shouldn't be...
You're a convicted pedophile. Listen, you're a convicted pedophile. Shame on you for denying that.
Peter
yeah, you know what I did? I did a young boy named Noah. I loosened his bowels and his rectum, and now he shits in people's
so
dryer.
So now you admit it. You admit to ripping a child, being a ripper. Boy, oh boy, I wouldn't want to be you in the county jail when they catch you. When we extradite you, I'm going to put the word out in the county.
On Craigslist. You require payment up front on Craigslist to spend an hour or two with your son, Noah. I paid it.
Mm-hmm. Well, shame on you. You know what? But I'm glad. So that's another charge now. That's another charge right there. You know that, right?
The other son is named Joe.
For you, not for me.
No, for you.
Joe the Fourth. Joe IV. Joe
the Fourth. I'm sure you didn't take the money and claim it on your taxes because you don't pay taxes either.
Really? How would you know?
Quoting you. You just said last time on the radio that you were smart because you didn't pay taxes.
That's right. I don't have to.
Okay,
I'm
Joe.
I'm a convict. Well, what's wrong with being a, what's wrong with being a convict anyway? What's wrong with that anyway? There's lots of convicts out there. What's wrong with convicts?
Oh, they're upstanding members of society, Joe.
Well, a lot of them are. A lot of them do get out of prison and turn their lives around.
That's why they're convicts, Joe.
You think you're so perfect, but you're a pedophile. Usually pedophiles think they're so perfect. Yeah, you're a pedophile.
No, you can call me
and
go, you got a real record.
I just told you I don't have a record anymore.
How you doing
tonight,
brother?
Hey, how you doing, DJ Joe?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Well, I got Joe on the line.
Wannabe.
Hey,
the wannabe.
Find out I'm cancer-free there, DC2.
Well, that's beautiful news, man. God is good, Kenny. God is good. How you feeling, brother? You feeling better? Mentally?
I'm real good.
Now that you know you clear, you should feel a lot better.
Oh, yeah, I do. I feel much better. God is good. Amen?
Amen, brother. So what's going on tonight? What's the show? I missed it a little earlier.
The show is about being a convict versus an ex-convict. And Joe forgot that he said he's going to put Tony G in a concentration camp.
Well, to be fair, Joey said he's going to put all of us in a concrete box. So
that's correct.
I mean, it's not just Tony. It's everybody. So
he just has a selective memory. When he's around people like Ken and Tony, he forgets what he says. Maybe all the blood is rushing from his head to his penis. Because he's getting the boner being around a bunch of gay people like in jail.
Well, don't be
Latin
jealous
King.
That I have a penis. I mean, just because
Latin
you don't
King.
Have one.
Bridget said it's small.
Again, you support the CCP, also a group of people with small penises.
No, we don't support the CCP. We could be investigating them, though. Are you a part of them? You want me to get you on the counterterrorism unit?
Yeah, I'm a Chinaman, Joe. I'm a Chinaman.
Well, I don't
you
know
figured
what
me
you
out
really.
With that
I don't know what
great
you are. I still yet to figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, we're still working on your profile, so when we get the profile complete, we'll wrap you up and we'll get you all squared away.
His name is Barry Croft.
You're on the air. That's who we have. One on there.
Look here, man. I'm a black guy, you know. My name is Harry Johnson. I'm a gang member. And I just moved in with my white girlfriend. Her name is Bridget. She wants me to separate or put colored laundry in a different basket than the white laundry. She's a laundry racist. She learned it from this punk, man. He is such a racist. But you know what? Let me tell you what else Bridget said. She said Joe wore high heels every day. He loves getting fucked while smoking meth. He enjoys nude roller skating with Bert from NSM. He was caught holding hands with Pedro, his landscaper, and he keeps a dildo in his ass inserted all day. This Joseph is a gay, racist piece of crap. You know what I'm saying?
How come you never call over to the NSM podcast and say these things? You guys are scared of them.
Look here, man. They don't pick up the phone.
Scared.
You know what I'm saying?
You're scared.
Didn't they kick
they
you
don't
out,
let
Joe?
You on.
There's like two. I heard two different people call in and absolutely obliterate you for not going to one of their events. What happened with that?
Well, you just asked me if they kicked me out. So why would they? Why would I go to an event if I was kicked out?
No, well, they kicked you out for not going to the event, Joey. Clean the shit out of your ears,
no,
JoJo.
Not true.
Come on now.
Not true. Not true.
That's all.
Not true.
It's not true. Okay.
You're listening. You're listening to that the guy who sniffs the paint or the I think he sniffs paint or something. I don't know. Bert knows what he does, but I think he sniffs glue or something. Gunpowder. That's what it is. Gunpowder. He sniffs gunpowder, and that's that gay cat character down there in Florida that lives in a trailer. Yeah, that guy lives in a trailer.
When you
white
say
trash.
Sniff, it sounds like snitch. You know any snitches, Joe?
Do I know any? What's a snitch?
Well, look in the mirror. Snitches have a kid that, like, shits in the dryer.
And maybe I do work for the government still.
Joe, you don't work for a government. Being a stool pigeon don't mean you're working for the government.
Yeah. Well, you'd be surprised.
No, actually, they don't pay you. That's the definition of work, getting paid. You are not getting paid.
Stool pushed in. Stool
I wasn't
in
getting paid, huh?
No, you're trying to protect yourself. You're a stool pigeon.
Uh-huh. That's hilarious. That's funny. Didn't you read the book?
Joe Hodges.
Your book?
What do I do for a living now?
Nothing.
Cut grass?
Wrong answer.
So people that were paying you to cut grass 2 weeks ago didn't pay you cash to cut grass, right? That's what you're telling me?
I just told you. Wrong answer. Haven't done that for years.
Bullshit.
Nope.
You don't,
bullshit.
The only time you don't cut grass is when it's snowing outside.
I thought you said I was a security guy or something. That's what you, well, which, make up your mind. Which,
no,
what
I said you are dressing up like a security guy. You're also dressing up like G.I. Joe.
Well, why would I do that now?
Again, stolen valor.
Yep.
Really.
Makes them feel important.
Well, you're always welcome to come by the field office there, and we'll see who's stealing what.
All right, maybe I'll just send it again.
What
huh?
field office? Joe, you were in the
NAMBLA?
Army, is that what you're saying?
NAMBLA?
Joe, were you in the Army, is that what you're saying?
Army? No, I was not in the Army.
Okay, what? Were you in a branch of the military?
I was in the process of going into one, yeah.
He's a mall cop. Come on, that has nothing to do with being in the military. That's what the badge is.
Paramilitary. Militia.
There you go. There you go.
Mall militia.
There you go. Three percenters.
So I am still waiting for this. Are you going to tell this guy off or not?
Amen.
What?
Yeah, listen. Yeah.
Who? Ken was going to tell this guy off.
Emma.
Suck off.
Ken, are you going
to
tell this guy off or not?
Ken?
Say what?
Are you going to tell this guy off or not?
No, I'm not going to tell anybody off, okay? Nope.
Victor.
Then why don't you put your bitch Tony F on the phone and tell him to do it?
Why don't you do it?
I'm talking
Coward.
To Ken now. Ken, put Tony F on the phone or Victor.
Dude, you need to listen to the last show. That was the show where Joe got his ass verbally destroyed by pretty much everybody. If you go back and listen to that, he got his ass just handed to him. It's hard to keep doing
Joe
that over
denied
and over
everything
and
he said on the other show.
What?
That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
He always does that. He's done it for years. He denies what he says.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't me that called in.
Well, you're ripping a bong, or you're on
yeah,
the
one of you trip. One of you impersonators that try to impersonate me.
Right.
This is Joe Gibson. Rah. I diddle Joe the Fourth. Rah. Bridget's got custody. Rah. I only get supervised visitation.
I'm a faggot. I'm a faggot. I'm a loser. I'm unemployed. I got no money. I live with my mommy.
Big banker. Big banker's in hell. Big banker's in hell.
My mother's in hell with him. Oh, that's right. My mother's
you
a whore.
You got a mother on that
trailer.
You ever...
I forgot.
Vote
my mother's
me.
A whore,
I
and I ran. I forgot.
19%.
Oh, honey, I don't know what she is.
I bet he got his mother somewhere in the garage or in a closet somewhere, and he's cashing them Social Security checks for her.
Now, why would I take your idea and do your thing, what you do? I would never do that.
Well,
I don't
how
know.
How does money if he ain't working?
What's that?
How is an ex-convict like you getting government checks if you ain't working?
I don't know what to tell you on that. I guess you'll have to try to figure it out, won't you? Maybe if you look at my pictures some more, you'll figure it out.
Well, see how many dating sites it's on.
Dating sites. Yeah, probably thanks to you or some of these other trolls that have taken and plastered my picture. Which we built
Joe,
a streak of case
I'm trying
on
to find
that.
You a fat bitch.
Yeah, we've got a good case on you on that with that Discord crap you guys pulled a couple
yeah,
years back.
Yeah, you have a case going. You forgot my name, but you know my name and where I live and what handle I go by.
Well,
you forgot to mention
well,
them.
You know, all I had to do was sign that affidavit. All I had to do was sign it. I said, let somebody else pick them up. I don't want
to
go to court and testify against these jerks.
People laugh at you. I'm surprised they even let you in there without putting your hands on top of your head trying to cuff you.
Yeah.
Ain't the first time you were
talking. Where do you live? The animal shelter? Where do you live? The animal shelter? Where do you live at?
The animal shelter. God damn. That's the best you can do?
Well, that's where
he found where do you live? Where do you
hell,
live?
You have all the information on me. You know me, apparently. Why are you asking stupid questions?
Because I want to see if you're stupid enough to lie to me. I just told you that earlier.
Joe, I'm giving you the right answer. Yes to whatever's in your head.
I'm going to call in from a 1111 number. I'm going to call Joe Show from a 111 number and make funny noises. That's what I'm going to do. That'll get them. Yeah, that'll get them.
Oh, Joe, I'll call your number tomorrow. I ain't going to call from 1111 number.
We'll see.
I'm going to call it. I'm calling a closed U.S. Senator's office.
I bet you'll never call into the NSM show because you know they could track your IP. You know they could track you down right where you live. You know it.
All that prank calling government offices is a crime. You know that as well, right?
It's a crime.
It's closed.
Yeah.
It's
not
closed.
Prank calling your
anyway.
Offices. I hate to break it to you.
I'm going to call the Federal Reserve and a senator and find out blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Riveting radio, Joe.
I have a right to call them.
And what right is that? You're an ex-con, Joe.
You keep throwing that up. I told you I have no record anymore, so you can't say
bullshit.
That. The record's been expunged. It's over. It's clean.
Oh, shit. You can't vote.
I ran for public office, so how stupid do you sound?
How
mean you can
you
vote,
sound.
Joe. Go red. Show me a voting registration
form. How can
form.
I run for office and not vote? How stupid are you, man? How stupid do you sound?
Depends on what office. You cannot go to a government.
Depends
and
what office.
You can... Absolutely.
What did I run for? What did I run? I should have let him continue. He's ready to hang himself. What did I run for? I ran for Congress. I ran for the House of Representatives. What are you talking about? I voted for myself, too. What are you talking about?
Bullshit.
It's still on the internet. My campaign website and everything.
Yo.
Okay, I got to bring somebody
well.
On the air. 510. I believe it's
yeah,
John
bring
John
out some new meat.
Hey, Ken, I didn't press 1.
Hang on, I got something for you. Hang on. Let's see here. What do we got here?
That's no stepdaddy.
Lord, this conversation has just gotten so silly. Now I'm coming
on,
in so you can
it?
Educate yourselves. Caller that was just on yakking about people being felons, let it be known that as long as after you've paid off your debt to society or to the state with which you were in, if you were put on parole for 7 years, once you are over that 7-year parole, you can and you are eligible to vote and own firearms. You cannot legally be licensed to carry that firearm.
Not true.
It
depends on what state you're in.
Absolutely
you can,
not
you
can
true.
Carry
I know you're
a
law school graduate, Tony, yeah, but that is not true.
He's done
it. All
depends on what state.
Look it up.
It all depends on what
state. Depending on what state you're in. Exactly. Depending on what state
exactly.
you're in.
Yeah. And
in
you
Texas,
know the
you
laws
can be
of
a
North
felon.
Carolina, sir.
You can do your time, do your parole, and then you can again vote and own
what
a firearm.
State. I guarantee
it all
you.
On what state you're in.
Exactly.
So
and Republican, a Republican state like North Carolina is more
well,
aligned with Texas.
We have 90 seconds.
Florida.
We have 90 seconds left, so I guess it really doesn't matter. I guess this conversation will have to be carried on again maybe tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to call his show. Hey, by the way, did he tell you he's going to put you in a concentration camp?
Yes, he did tell me that all my kind should go to concentration camps, the homos, the people of color, I forgot who else, the Jews. There was
so
a bunch of us he was going to line up and send to Montana.
No, that wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking
one
about.
One of those. It was
I don't know
you.
What you're talking
it was
about.
You, Joe. Don't. Please don't.
No,
at least be
no,
mad enough to admit
I don't
what
think
you
so.
Say. Be a man.
Think
you're
so.
Always talking about your republic, and your republic, it just proves to us that your republic lies, just like you do. You can't even
that
admit
wasn't
what you
me.
Say.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I can make fun of you.
Okay.
I can pretend to be you and then
well,
what?
You
okay?
go back and you go back and listen to the show, Joe. It was 2 days ago. You go back and listen to the show, and then tomorrow you can call in and tell us how that wasn't you.
It was G.I. Joe. He was wearing his army fatigues at the time. That's why it wasn't
I'd be happy
Joe the
it was
partner.
Not me. It
so,
was not me.
As far as that goes, ladies and gentlemen, I do believe it's time to call it for a night. We have 10 seconds to go. Ken, do you want to come in and say goodnight?
Yeah, I'm going
to
say goodnight, everybody. God bless you. Tune in tomorrow night
good
at
8
p.m. Central Standard Time.
Victor on the phone. Put Victor on the phone. Jesus said you would.
And long live the rainbow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.